Innisfail, Red Deer Mountain View riding MP Earl Drieschen has won his fifth consecutive federal election. However, his impressive ongoing winning streak was soured not only by Justin Trudeau's Liberals claiming their third straight win, with the last two, including last week's, by a minority, but also a significant drop of about 30% in support from all votes cast compared with 2019. Final results recap. Elections Canada was reporting by the end of last week that the Liberals had won 159 seats and the Conservatives 119. The Bloc Québécois had 33 and the NPD 25, while the Green Party of Canada had 2. The Liberals needed to win 170 seats to form a majority in the House of Commons. Support for Drieschen in the September 20 election also waned substantially from the last time Albertans went to the ballot stations in 2019. As per official figures posted online by Elections Canada, with all of the riding's 263 polls reporting, Drieschen's total vote of valid ballots dropped to 64.2% in 2021 from 80.3% in 2019. In 2019, there were 68,447 votes cast in the riding from a total of 90,857 listed electors, representing a voter turnout of about 75%. Drieschen at the time had received 54,765 votes. In this election, there was a 70.75% turnout with 63,325 total votes in the riding from a total of 89,505 listed electors. Drieschen received 40,634 votes, a difference of 14,131 votes, or a decrease of almost 30% compared with 2019. Meanwhile, the NDP's Marie Grabowski came in second place with 8,820 votes, or 13.9% of the valid ballots cast, and the People's Party of Canada candidate Kelly Laurench came in third place with 7,570 votes, or 12%, to beat Liberal candidate Alumide Adewumi, who finished fourth with 4,145 votes, or 6.5%. Maverick Party candidate Mark Wilcox ended up fifth with 1,639 votes, or 2.6%. Independent Clayton Willington and Libertarian Party of Canada's Jared Pilon received 307 and 210 votes respectively, garnering each less than 1%. Drieschen disappointed, I am disappointed. There doesn't seem to be much of a change between what we had at dissolution and what we have right now, said Drieschen. I was really hoping the results would be different, but that makes it more important for us to stand up for Alberta and Alberta's interests and to continue to work hard. Although the People's Party did not win any seats anywhere in the country, they still made an impact. Drieschen said the People's Party contributed to vote splitting in many Eastern Canadian ridings, which adversely impacted the chances of some Conservatives running there. It's very difficult in that regard. Once again, we see their leader, Maxime Bernier, not winning his seat but causing a number of Conservatives to also end up having their seats going to the Liberals, said Drieschen. It's frustrating, he added. They do have a message and they've done what they can, and that is what democracy is all about. But if the goal was, as many of them have told me, to get rid of this prime minister, they are certainly going about it in a way that is not very effective, said Drieschen. As for the CPC moving forward, he noted there is proof his party is now pan-Canadian, appealing to more citizens across every region of the country. We had good support in the Maritimes, good support in Quebec, Ontario and in the West, said Drieschen. So, we are the only pan-Canadian party, and I think that is very critical for us. That gives us something to build on to let people know just how we can try to solve some of the problems that we see. Parties must earn votes. Responding to comments from Conservatives like Drieschen about splitting the right-wing vote being a strange strategy toward the goal of ousting the Trudeau Liberals, Laurench spoke frankly. We need to get beyond this splitting of the vote thing, he said. Doesn't matter who it is. Conservatives or People's Party or whatever, a party needs to earn your vote. No party is entitled to your vote, he said. So, Mr. Drieschen and the Conservatives, as far as I'm concerned based off of their platform, didn't earn that vote from Canadians. Citing as an example the CPC's policy proposal to ban puppy mills, Laurench said that issue wasn't top of mind among Canadians' concerns and demonstrates how disconnected Conservatives have become to what people are most worried about. The way Mr. Drieschen spoke, following the election, It is a sense of entitlement because there's no way that they're listening to Canadians and they're definitely not listening to our frontline workers and their concerns, he said. From his perspective, Laurent said people were motivated to vote out of fear more than their convictions. The moment that Canadians or Albertans find the courage to vote based off of their values, rather than out of an emotional fear, we can make changes, he said. Overall, he said the People's Party continues to grow upon the momentum built over the past election. I'm proud of Canadians. Regardless of everything, we're going to stand united and continue to move forward, he said, also expressing gratitude and pride for his campaign volunteers as well as all of the party's candidates. We will continue to fight and work hard for Canadians working up to the next election. Looking ahead, Laurent said he was going right back to the campaign trail after his name was put forward in the upcoming Alberta Senate race. I believe in fighting for Alberta and Albertans, he said. People's Party base grows although there was no purple wave that swept the People's Party of Canada into power in the fallout of the federal election. The fledgling political entity created by Bernier, a former Conservative MP who lost a narrow leadership race to former party leader Andrew Scheer, made some headway. Undaunted by his electoral defeat, Laurent sounded during a phone interview just as resolved as ever to continue advancing the party's cause. I don't see it as a fallout. I see it as a positive. The People's Party made some great strides ahead, Laurent told the Alberton. Of course, we didn't achieve the results that we were hoping for. But as a national party, we've grown and the numbers that we experienced actually fell in line with what we were expecting.